Russia could invade at any time. I'm Carmen Roberts, Fox News. The U.S. is urging Americans to leave Ukraine as soon as possible to avoid getting caught by a Russian invasion.
It could begin during the Olympics, despite a lot of speculation that it would only happen after the Olympics.
National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan said Friday Americans should leave Ukraine in the next 24 to 48 hours. This as U.S. officials say the State Department plans to announce Saturday that all American staff at the Kiev embassy will be required to leave the country ahead of a feared Russian invasion. The U.S. had earlier given embassy staff the option of staying while telling their families to leave. A judge in Canada orders protesting truckers to clear the Ambassador Bridge that links Detroit to Ontario. The blockade has disrupted the flow of goods between the two countries and has forced automakers to curtail production. It's going to be a longer wait for a Pfizer vaccine for kids.
The FDA has postponed a February 15 advisory committee that was supposed to be weighing the pros and cons of authorizing Pfizer's vaccine for children under the age of five. FDA officials say the surge in Omicron cases also brought on a flood of new data that led them to their decision.
Fox's Jonathan Seary. The U.S. wins its fifth gold medal in Beijing as the American snowboarding team takes the top spot in the mixed snowboard cross. Team member Lindsay Jacob Ellis earning her second gold medal with that win. And fears of a Russian invasion hit Wall Street, with the Dow taking another 500-plus point loss. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
There's a growing split among Democrats over mask mandates.
Nevada, New York, and Illinois are the latest to announce they're easing restrictions. In New York, Governor Kathy Hochul is lifting the mask mandate, but keeping it in place for kids in schools. And that's got parents like Maude Moran so fired up, the Democrat is now running to unseat longtime Congresswoman Carolyn Maloney.
You can be 60, 70, 80 years old and go sit in a restaurant indoors for hours and have a meal together, but my five-year-old can't have 30 minutes with his friends at recess and play without a mask on.
Fox's Aisha Hosni reporting. As Valentine's Day approaches, shoppers will notice inflation's hit all those sweet chocolate treats. In St. Louis, Dan Abel Jr.'s family has owned a chocolate company for more than 40 years, and this year, it's doing something unusual.
This is the year where it's like, okay, we're going to have to raise almost everything because every single cost that we have has gone up.
It's the cost of ingredients that are a big problem, like milk and sugar. Abel says it's also been hard to get ingredients when they're needed. Madison Scarpino, Fox News.
And a medical examiner in Florida reveals more information about how actor and comedian Bob Saget died.
The Orange County Medical Examiner's Office concluded that Saget's skull suffered multiple fractures prior to his death. The ME said it is likely that he fell backward and hit the back of his head. The autopsy also revealed that the actor was COVID positive. The 65-year-old was found dead January 9th, hours after posting about a show he performed in Jacksonville, Florida.
Fox's Michelle Polino. Saget was found dead last month in an Orlando hotel room while on a comedy tour. I'm Carmen Roberts, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.